we brought Paul Caddis and Lucas Mugney, who have been in this week training, and again we'll train with the boys tomorrow, and then we'll evaluate the situation and look to make decisions from there moving forward. Paul Caddis, everybody will know from his time at Birmingham, and very good right back, in a position that we'd obviously tried to strengthen in the January window. As you know, I had an opportunity to Dimitri Kivari from Rennes on loan, who was back in the team last week and on the bench in the league game during the week. And obviously we never get that concluded. I then switched my attentions to Parades at Watford and thought we had a chance of bringing Parades in, who subsequently went to Olympiacos on loan. So obviously it was an area we felt we tried to help with the emergency young Ryan Niambi, and obviously who's did very well. So I think the decision will be with regards to Paul, can he have immediate impact in helping us, or does that curtail does it not help in terms of Ryan's development, which is important to us as well. So, but I think it's always an opportunity to look at the players to see if we can strengthen. Lucas Mugney is a very talented and gifted attacking midfield player. Started out at Cologne, and I think Flamenco had bought him for over $1 million. Subsequently went to Newell's Old Boys on loan in Argentina. And a very talented, gifted player, technically. Wonderful touch and balance. But what we have to do is, you know, in terms of fitness levels, are they ready to have an impact at the moment? Or does it take 4 or 5 weeks to get up to speed where you're through, you know, 7 and 8 games by that time? But I'm saying both boys have trained well. And again, we'll make those decisions tomorrow with a view to seeing where we go from there.
Has it been quite nice to have them in, some new blood in the place to just freshen things up a little bit?
Yeah, well, it has. I mean, listen, I said before, there was nobody more disappointed at the end of the transfer window than myself and my staff, because we'd worked very hard to present players that we felt could add to the club, to get them signed and get those deals over the line. I mean, everybody knows about the interest that we had in Abdul Bah, who we tried to make 3 offers for in August. And then, obviously, coming into the January window, worked very hard to present a case that we could actually get him with probably no fee but a huge sell-on clause, because his contract's out in the summer. Giles Barnes was a player that we'd made an offer to take on loan with a view to buy in August, and it never happened. And then obviously with a move into January, I'd spoke to Vancouver Whitecaps, and I was in a position that I could probably get Giles Barnes in on a free transfer if we were able to look after, obviously, the salary aspect. So, I mean, we worked very hard to present those cases, and as I did. And unfortunately, you know, none of them get put over the line. But all I can do is, I say, continue to present those cases and try to get players into the club. And that's why with the Caddis and Lucas Mugney coming in as trialists, it gives an opportunity to look at them to see if we can add to the squad, because that's what we want to do. We want to, as I say, try and give everybody a lift, the fans a lift, and, you know, if it's the right players at the right time that can help us, that's what we'll look to do.
Do you sense things might be different in the summer, when players will be available to move on, so to speak, away from their contracts, that these players you're referring to here might well be more of a straightforward job for you to secure?
I've always said, I mean, I think we all know that it's been trying times in respect of some very good players have left the club for big sums of money. And I mean, if you think from last January, I mean, that's over £22 million in terms of Rhodes and the 2 centre-backs and Marshall. You know, it's been decent sums of money and good players have left. And when good players leave, it's always difficult to replace for less, shall we say. So, but I've said before, I mean, this club is a fantastic club with a history, tradition. So at some point, there's got to be that investment to really build it up and get it going again. And that goes without saying. So I've always been consistent with that. I think I was obviously charged with, which we all know was such a difficult job and task, but coming in, providing that stability, which we all do, we'll keep the club up and have that stability. And then I think there's got to be that level of investment to take the club onwards.
I think they call it red tape with the FA Ambrose thing, that many people call it that when there's work permit issues involved. In terms of whether you get one or you don't, is he a Blackburn Rovers player for the rest of the season? Is he here training? Is he ready to play if and when a call comes to say it's a yes or a no?
Yeah, well, Effie's undertaken every training session since we signed the paperwork. Obviously, it was subject to the approval of the work permit being allowed to be transferable from Scotland to England, and that's the issue. That's, you know, as you mentioned, red tape, but that's what the underlying issue is. Do the English FA allow the work permit to be transferred from Scotland to England for the remainder of the season? And now, obviously, in consultation, as we would have to do with the Home Office, the club were led to believe that that would be okay. So I think it's now with the FA through, because what people might not be aware of is, but the English FA and the SFA have different criteria for work permits, although we come under the same governance in terms of the same country. They have different, in terms of the football, they have different criteria for what what really equates to being allowed to a work permit for the respective countries. What I would say with regard to Effie Ambrose, this is a player that's played over 50 times for his country, played Champions League, played at a very high level. So I think we know that he's shown his quality already as a player. So we had hopeful that the FA looked through that, and I would hope are sympathetic to that in respect of understanding, well, it's, you know, it's a bona fide quality player, it's transferable to the end of the season. And really, that's where we are, awaiting the final word on that, shall we say.